This week, Buddhists around the world celebrated Vaisak, marking the birth, enlightenment and passing of the Buddha more than 2,500 years ago. Falling on the full moon in May, the festival has special significance in Nepal, the birthplace of the Buddha. And Nepal also home of a young Buddhist rock star nun. You knew that, didn't you? Annie Choying Drolma. Her fans include Tina Turner, Bonnie Raitt, Tracy Chapman and RN music reporter Jeff Wood. We asked all four to come on God Forbid. Jeff, you were the only one who replied, welcome to God Forbid.
G'day, James. I'm probably the cheapest one.
Yeah, yes. You're a big fan of Annie Choying Drolma, not least because there's a special personal story behind her music.
She's possibly the first Buddhist nun to release a best-selling album. If you know of any others, do let me know. There's a dark story to Annie Choying's life. Born in Kathmandu to Tibetan refugees, she suffered domestic violence as a child from the age of 5 until she was 13 when she was forced to leave home and found refuge in a nunnery in the Kathmandu Valley. It was there that she discovered her talent for singing the prayers and the spiritual songs. She was ordained in the Tibetan Vajrayana tradition of Buddhism. And as it happens, a visiting American heard her singing there in 1994, recorded her on his cassette, took it to the States, got a record deal, released an album, bang, bestseller. So it's a remarkable story. The money, the royalties that she earns, she ploughs back into welfare and charitable organisations that she's set up. So, you know, it is not just her story, but it's the story of the generations that she's empowering, young nuns that she is providing schools and medical treatment for. So it's an incredible story, and she's a wonderful person. She's a small powerhouse. I've had the pleasure of meeting her. This is what she said.
Nowadays in Nepal, from very small infant to very grown-up people, they all enjoy listening to my songs. And subjects of my songs are all from Buddha's teaching. The conceptual resource is all from his teaching. But of course, I don't make it very conservative language, you know, that I would not try to present it in a very Buddhistic way. I would sing those words in a very as a universal truth. That even a Christian listens to it and then he would say, oh yes, it is true. If a Muslim listens to it, yes, it is so true. A Buddhist, obviously, you know, so everyone will be able to rejoice and enjoy listening to those musics, but at the same time touched by some benefit. Our society is still very ignorantly practicing patriarchy. I have been one of the victims of that society, where discrimination or partiality towards women is very ignorantly still practiced. They think that girls are not necessary to have higher academic education. They're inferior. They're less capable of doing better things. Somehow that kind of very ignorant, limited belief has made many, many girls and women in our society suffer. So I have been one of that, and where I was very unhappy about what was happening and how things are practiced. And so I just decided that I don't want to suffer anymore in my life in this way. I started feeling like I also wish to be happy in life, you know. And to be able to experience that happiness, I thought the best way is never to get married in life, never to have a man in your life.
Because in your autobiography, you do talk about your abusive father.
Yes.
So you were escaping that situation.
Exactly. Because the example that I saw is that when a woman gets married to a man, this man treats you like a trash, you know, who doesn't respect your wish or desires. And so only solution to free myself or prevent myself having to face any of those difficult situations in my life was to never to get married. And then the only alternative to achieve that was to become a nun. If I become a nun in a monastery, I never have to get married. If I'd never get married, means I would never be discriminated by a man. So somehow that was the whole sole reason why I became a nun. My singing was mostly into the monastic ritual ceremonies or meditation. And very, very fortunately, I should say, with the blessing of my teacher, people all appreciated my singing and surprised me, really, to realize that I have become a singer. But of course, the good thing about my singing is that it always stayed the same. Purpose is same, intention is same, motivation is same. And the style has been same whenever I sang the traditional ones. But the new thing I have added in my way of singing is this modern spiritual songs in the local language in Nepal, with the aspiration that I would be able to share the word of wisdom from Buddha to more and larger audience, regardless of the differences of their age. Because word of wisdom from Buddha are all indisputable truth that everyone can say, yes, it is true, you know. And you don't have to be a Buddhist to say, yes, it is true. It is a universal truth. So that's realizing that, I thought it would be nice if I bring them and present it in a very musical and modern way.
Ani Choying Drolma, the musician, Jeff Wood reporting. RN, it's God Forbid. Don't forget you can subscribe to the podcast of God Forbid on iTunes or the ABC Radio app. Email me directly, godforbid@abc.net.au.